This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, David Ockman just joined us, is our guest here on the Alex Jones Show, and he was part of the ongoing huge rallies in the UK and across Europe. Gave a very powerful speech that we have posted at Band.Video and Infowars.com. You can find two channels David Icke has on Band.Video, one of the most popular channels out there, one of the most popular channels on Band.Video. I think it's probably the second or first one right after the one I have. And the whole point is that we need these platforms. They're coming after them. Some stations don't care this first 5 minutes. Some do. But I don't want to waste this time. So we've got David Icke here with us now that will come back and join some stations in about 6 minutes. But David, you were just saying this is for everything. This is the whole future. This is depopulation. They're coming. It's confirmed. I've looked at all the numbers. They admit the numbers that they're planning to kill us and are killing us. And I just can't believe these zombies are saying they don't care. They're going to just keep taking the shot and keep being restricted and go into deeper lockdown as Germany's one of the most vaccinated countries in Europe. And they've got the highest cases, just like places like Israel. It's so obvious, and it's like the murder of logic.
Well, it is, but there's method in the madness. I saw a very good post on social media that someone sent to me, and it said basically about the trickery that they're facing with their propaganda. On one side, they have to persuade the non-fake vaxxed that the vaccine fakes work, so they'll get them. And they have to, at the same time, persuade those who are fake vaxxed that the fake vaxes don't work, so they'll get the booster. So that, you know, they're caught. And basically, this is the global cult modus operandi, right the way as far back as you want to look. Tell people what will get them to believe and act in the way you want them to. And this is why the lies are incessant, because it's not whether it's true or not, it's whether you think by saying it, you will get people to respond as you want. So if you're going to get more and more of these fake vaccines into people, you've got to persuade them that the cases are going up, and therefore, well, you know, we told you they would work. We're not going to say that anymore, but we did tell you they were going to work and you go back to normal. But now we find, well, actually, they're not working, so you'd have to have another one, another one. The logic of which, because it's a lie, of course, they don't need logic, they just lie. The logic of which is that you've had two fake vaccines that haven't worked, and so you need a third one of the same stuff that hasn't worked. It's insane. As you say, it takes a monumental level of denial and stupidity not to see the obvious contradictions in all this. But they have to keep doing this. And what they've done is got people in a ball and chain situation by which you can only have anything like a, quote, normal life if you are fully vaccinated, fake vaccinated. And so they tell you, you have the first two, and you're fully vaccinated, and you'll get your passport, and you'll be fine. Then they say, and Israel started this one, that you're going to need a third. And if you don't get the third, then you're going to lose your passport. And then it's a fourth. And so they've got people caught in this.
And by the way, David, you and I both said this almost 2 years ago when it started. We saw the plan. Gates' own documents, he was bragging they were going to do this. He was saying they'll have to have boosters. They have this whole thing pre-baked into the cake.
Exactly. So you're now faced with people who have had two, maybe three, when the fourth comes along. And it will. Who, if they don't have it, will go back to a situation in terms of interacting with society that's the same as those had at any. And this is the trap that people have been caught in. You know what your experience is, Alex, over there, but certainly mine is that an increasingly large and significant number of double jabbed are saying, hold on a minute, I'm going to look at this again. I've been had here.
David, stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. That is exactly right. We're going to rejoin some of our great stations. The reason we're still on the air, despite deplatforming, is our radio stations. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have the iconic David Icke with us, who I sent him a message last week, and I said, please come on. I want you to talk about the metaverse. But then all this poison vaccine news is coming out, and I'm like, oh, look, I'm right. They really are killing us. I have a sinking feeling because I have four children, and I feel connected to everybody else. And I've got the German numbers and the UK numbers and the U.S. numbers and the Israeli numbers. And then I find Pfizer executives bragging in documents 2 years ago, before this even started, that we're going to give people mRNA vaccines, and they're going to erase their immunity. So you'll have to constantly take all these new shots, and it's so diabolical. And then the FDA comes out and says, we don't want to release any documents till the year 2077. That's not a joke. So you couldn't be more guilty. It's all confirmed. And so we're at this moment of truth. David Icke, you have been fighting harder than anybody out there. And I know you've always been a hard worker, but I see what you and your family are doing. You guys are fighting hard. You're not backing down. What can everybody else do? What can we do to transcend this evil? Obviously, say no, speak out. But, I mean, I think everybody listening has to do what you and others have done. They're going to have to get in the streets and get vocal. Not violent, but get very vocal and in people's faces, because they're coming for the children now. It's one thing if adults want to be dumb and get locked down and get poisoned and get killed. But it's on our hands, I think, if we don't stop these monsters. Now, as Fauci and others say, they're coming for the newborn babies.
Well, I'll give you an example. The fascist, unelected, aristocratic Austrian leader and government announced, they've gone full lockdown now for everyone, but they announced last week that they were going to lock down the non-faith vaccinated, and the numbers were about 2 million. Now, what? So 2 million people are going to sit in their homes because some prat of an aristocrat dictates that they will, who's not even elected. What? What are you doing? Get in the streets. Go about your life. Ignore them. How are you going to enforce on 2 million people the impositions of this fascist dictatorship in Austria now? You're not. You had all you had the people in full knowledge that are doing this. You even had the government administrators who mindlessly play it out. You had the law enforcement, you had the military, and you're still talking tiny numbers in relation to the population. You can't enforce this on 2 million people that won't have it enforced upon them. And I am getting tired, frankly, of people saying, what can we do? What's the answer? Well, get yourself a bloody calculator and do the numbers. How many people there are still who can see this, who are not fake vaccinated, who are in the streets, who are pushing back against this, and see that we still have a vast number of people that are capable of meeting this challenge through non-cooperation. You know, they say you can't go on public transport unless you have a mask or a fake vaccine. Well, let's all go on public transport then. Let's make it unenforceable. It's the only way. And, you know, we have to move from seeing it, which is the start, of course it's the start, to not cooperating with it, and not just not doing what they say, but doing the opposite to what they say. It becomes unenforceable. And eventually, it started to happen in some areas. People who are enforcing this, like in uniform, they start to realize, my God, how long has it taken you? That it's their kids that are getting this fake vaccine. It's them that are getting this fake vaccine. Because this is not a war on part of humanity. It's not. It's a war on humanity. Not least because, if we go deeper into this, behind all this is a non-human force. That's why the unfolding agenda is so anti-human. You that get the fake vax, you that have the booster, you that will have the fourth one if you're alive then, they're after you as well. And we have to come together and realize that we are facing a common enemy. Now, some of them never will because, you know, it's like a firewalled computer. They can't process logic. But there's vast numbers of people are out there that need to grow a pair, grow a spine, and just, that's why I said earlier, realize we are at the gates of hell here. And if we don't stand up to this now and refuse to cooperate with it and push back on it, then the gates of hell are going to open. They are for many people already. So come on, people. No more excuses. We've got to put this as number one priority in our lives until we've sorted it. And then we can go back to living our lives as we see fit. But at the moment, there's a war on humanity, and humanity has to start pushing back on this in greater and greater numbers. Now, fortunately, you're seeing that because, you know, there's a massive difference between the situation where you think you've got something to lose. When you think you've got something to lose, you will acquiesce more likely because you're trying to protect what you think you've got to lose. We are at a point, ladies and gentlemen of the world, where we've got nothing left to lose. There is nothing they can threaten us with that is worse than what they are wanting us to acquiesce to. Nothing. And therefore, we need to realize we have nothing left to lose. Whatever they throw at us cannot be worse than what they're coming at us with. So at that point, nothing left to lose. Many, many people change their attitudes. You know, if you're faced with an army coming at you and you've got an escape route, you'll probably take it. But when you've got an army coming at you through a pass, and that's the only way in and out, then what you got to lose? You might as well have a go. Otherwise, just lie down and let them do what they want. No. We've got to have a go now. And just realize that there's nothing worse than what they want to impose upon us. So we might as well have a go at it. And we'll realize in doing that where the real power is. Because, you know, in Britain, in the early part of the lockdown, if you remember, in 2020, Britain was, and England particularly, was pushing forward even more than most places in the world. But now, we are being affected in England less than many other countries around the world because of the pushback. They're making obviously the global cult, which is working through all these governments, is putting pressure on the government in Westminster to go with the agenda. But they're making up to this point anyway, they're making a judgment. Well, actually, we don't think we're going to get away with this at the moment.
Well, that was my next question, David. And we'll come back and talk about this. it's obviously not going well for them. I mean, they've been waiting for decades for this. We know they've been preparing it. They admit that. They've now launched their takeover plan, and I don't see their offensive actually going very well. It's terrible. It's horrible. They're killing a bunch of people, but, I mean, I see the awakening, especially in high-level people in government media that I know, that are now 100% awake. Before, they thought you and I were smart, but maybe a little overboard. Now they listen to us like it's the gospel, and so the worm's turning.
But the thing is, you see, I used this analogy a long time ago, just when the COVID era was starting. You know, I used the analogy of a middle distance race and the colt's in the pack and it comes around the last lap and they get to 200 meters out. And now they're going to make their break for home. They're going to make their break for the line. And if you watch in these middle distance races, those that break for the line and get caught usually don't win. They don't usually kick on a second time. They usually don't win. They get passed. And this cult has made a sprint for the line. That's what the COVID era is.
Stay there.
About.
Your analogy is absolutely right. We've got to just commit. We're going to win.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We got Ike the Revelator here with us, telling us what was going to happen, and it did. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. Here we are. We've gone in the elevator up to the highest point. We told you what was coming because we could see it. If you think Alex Jones saw the future, David Icke saw even further and before me. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is toe-to-toe with pure anti-human evil. As alien as it gets. We know exactly what it is? No. But we know it's damn bad. And it's working through our evil leaders and making a move on us and lying to us. But what you said is the key to everything. That's what I explained to my family and everybody else around this office, and they get it. We're not getting out of this without a fight. It's only going to get worse submitting. And so we're not looking for a fight. I'm the same way somebody starts a fight with me in a restaurant or a bar. I go, hey, buddy, you're tougher than me. I don't want to fight. But they start swinging. All right, well, now it's going to be a little bit different. And I'm not looking for a fight, but if you came to get one, you're going to get it right back. And that's where we are here. And they want us to kill each other as fellow humans. They want the lockdowns and the unvaccinated being fired to make society break down for the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab's even bragged about that. So there's also that level. So I love seeing half the flights canceled because the folks working at the airlines won't take the shots, David. And I love seeing, you know, a third or half the police officers saying no, except now, like you said earlier, they then are fired or quit, and now only yes men are in place. So how do we override that, and how do we defeat that? I think, like you said, a huge mass awakening, 10 times bigger than they thought, and then start beating the drum to get Fauci and Gates and all of them to be taken to the woodshed politically, legally, lawfully. I think that's why we now see the head of Pfizer and Fauci and the former head of the FDA and others saying, arrest people that question the inoculations. They're getting very desperate. They're trying to pass laws in the UK and Australia, as you know, to arrest people that criticize this. That doesn't show strength. To me, it shows super desperation. David Icke.
Yeah, I've been trying to get this across for a long time, even before the COVID era. We should not fall into the trap of believing these people are super intelligent. Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, I rest my case. What would they be if they didn't have this massive cult network behind them, funding them and putting them in positions of power? There would be anything. And we shouldn't, believe they're super intelligent and or that they're super powerful. They appear to be, but where are they getting their power from? They're getting it from public human population acquiescence. If they say, look, this is going to happen, and enough people say we're not doing it, they have no power. Their power is in saying this is what is going to happen, and people saying, well, okay, I don't like it, but we better do it. Why was we better do it? And, you know, these people in the military and these people in law enforcement and all these other areas that are bravely standing up with self-respect and saying we're not doing it, then they have to start using their skills and their experience to be part of this movement as well. You know, we're in a situation now where it's every man and woman on deck, please, because if we don't push back in this period we're going into now, then it could run away from us. And like I say, they've run for home, and they have to get to the line. They have to, because if they don't, then the whole house of cards comes down. And when I say home, they've got to get to this point where they've got control of human perception by this connection to the cloud, to AI, and to all this 5G, 6G, 7G radiation. They have to get to that point. Because while there are humans in numbers that are still in control of their perception, unlike vast numbers of people who obviously aren't, you know, jab me, officer, they can't get to that goal of total human enslavement because they've not got the perception of everyone. And when we start talking about the metaverse, this is what this is all about. They seem to be after our bodies, but the body is only the vehicle to get to the mind. It's our minds, our perceptions that they have to control. Because what is human society? It's human perception made manifest as human behavior. Human behavior comes from human perception. So perception is the key. This is the stadium it's all being played out on. And there are many elements to this perception. First of all, the perception that I'm not having the jab because I've seen what's in it, as opposed to I'm having the jab because I'm being told to have it. But also the perception of, I'm not just going to see what's going on. I am going to stand up against it, and I'm not going to cooperate it and with it. And I'm going to push back on it. This is another perception, and all these the battle for the human society is actually the battle for control of human perception. That's what it's all about. That's why they've got this massive hysterical censorship going on. It's not because they're powerful. It's because they're weak. Their agenda narrative is so weak, so pathetic, a child could take it apart. And the only way of protecting it, in other words, holding the line of people perceiving it's true, is to delete and censor those that are unraveling it and exposing it. This censorship is not about power. It's about weakness. I don't want to censor anybody. I'm quite happy to debate anyone on the basis of what I'm saying and give them the right to put their point of view, because I'm confident that what I say will stand up. Those that know that what they say won't stand up, they're the people that want to censor. These are the wokers. These are the Silicon Valley people. These are the mainstream media, and these are the cult in general. They know their narrative doesn't stand up, so they have to protect it through censorship. And that's why, you know, keeping InfoWars going and all these other platforms is so absolutely vital, because it is, in that sense, an info war. Because where do our perceptions come from? They come from information received. Maybe a personal experience, it may be the news, it may be the Alex Jones show, it may be, you know, davidicke.com, it may be a Facebook post or whatever. But it's that information that forms our perceptions, which become our behavior. So keeping these channels of alternative communication alive is absolutely vital. Indeed, it's the bottom line. It's absolutely crucial that this is protected, and these networks of communication are protected. Because if they're not, then human perception is at the mercy totally of the mainstream cult-owned narrative. And more people will obviously get sucked into believing it and thus into behaving the way the cult wants.
David Icke of davidicke.com. And that leads us right where I wanted to go in the last 2 seconds we have with you. The metaverse, you've done some really great videos that are at man.video and over at davidicke.com that people really should go watch, that I watched. And so many people actually sent me that video last week, because I've been talking a lot about the metaverse. But the way you put it, I think really, really clicked for folks, and why Zuckerberg's betting everything on this, and what it really signifies in this war on consciousness, this war on perception. We'll break it all down on the other side with David Icke. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Free World News. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Transmission. You are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I really appreciate David Icke joining us. I want to welcome back into this segment because I want to talk about the metaverse with him, and I've written up some notes here. I've launched what I think is the most important project ever, ResetWars.com. People can go there, sign up with your email to get exclusive videos, alerts, and more. And coming up on December 1st, I'll start telling you the specifics of what Reset Wars entails. And then on December 7th, we're going to release what is the Reset Wars. But it really ties in to what David Icke's been talking about for 30 years. So this is the biggest project I've ever done, and it's never been more urgent. So please, before we continue, go to ResetWars.com. Sign up right now because it's urgent that we all have the breaking news as it happens so you can then share it with others. Email is one of the ways they're still having trouble censoring. That's ResetWars.com to learn the exact 11 steps to break out of the matrix in my first ever online course, ResetWars.com. It's really a long-form documentary and very powerful. So I've got just four questions here for David Icke, who is, again, probably the pioneer of predicting all of this. Now they try to put us into a matrix-like false reality long before the movie The Matrix. David, now I'm hoping you can create an online course with me down the road sometime, but I just want you to give us your view on how they create a term, I guess I've coined, this emotional control grid or an artificial construct, and how people who are programmed can kind of break themselves out of this and how that ties into the metaverse.
Right. Well, the answer to get out of it is all about frequency, because every time we think and every time we feel emotion, we're generating frequency. So if you fall into low vibrational emotional states like depression and anxiety and fear, then you are generating, you are operating on, you are vibrating on a very low frequency. And this cult and its control system, by its very nature, operates on a very low frequency. And so if they can pull you into these low vibrational states, they can attach you to their frequency band. And once that attachment has been made, they can start feeding you perceptions through the subconscious. 95% of human behavior is instigated by subconscious response and reaction and not by the conscious mind. It's the subconscious they're after. And it's all about frequency. And when you are in a high frequency state, and this also comes down to self-identity, if you self-identify with being just a, you know, little me, I have no power, and I'm just a human, and I'm just my labels, they're just experiences. What you are is the consciousness that's having the experiences. But if you self-identify with the limitation, which is what self-identity with the human personality and the labels of a human life, I am our man, I am our woman, I am this sexuality, I am this race, etc., then you are operating in a realm of limitation. You're operating basically in the realm of the five senses. And the five senses, they perceive the world in a certain way. They see everything apart from everything else for a start. But they also are operating in a very, very limited sense of reality. You know, one of the reflex actions responses of the five senses is, it's not possible, it can't be done. Whereas expanded levels of consciousness can see how it can be done. They see how the connections operate. They see how the dots connect rather than just seeing dots as the five senses do. So the whole foundation of the conspiracy, I've been saying this for the best part of 30 years, is to disconnect that part of us, that level of our consciousness that directly interacts with this reality through the five senses, from expanded levels of ourselves. They want to isolate those five senses, what I'll call body-mind. And once isolated from the influence of greater levels of consciousness, they then program that isolated body-mind with the perception of reality that they want. This is what's happening. One of the things that's happening with these fake jabs is that, as people that work with the energy levels of the body are saying, is that people after the jab, their energetic various levels of energetic fields, they are separating. This is exactly what I'm talking about. And this the plan to connect the human body, the human brain, to AI is to do what? What's the human brain at that level where it operates? What the five senses are doing is taking waveform information, turning it into electrical information, sending it to the brain, and the brain then processes that electrical information into a reality that we call the human world. So if you start connecting AI to the human brain, then you're overriding that process and you're delivering to the brain a sense of reality directly. The human perception, human thought processes, working it out, it's all gone because coming direct. And the plan all along, because this is, at its core, a non-human force that's behind this. This global cult that we're seeing in the world of the scene and in the shadows of the world of the scene, it's simply a method for this non-human force to impose its will upon human society.
And David, that's my next question. How does the agenda for the metaverse fit in the larger nature of reality? And how do they intend to control and manipulate reality using the metaverse? Is that just a deeper level of the deception?
Well, the plan from the start, and we're now moving towards the end game, is to turn what's left of humanity after the depopulation into a hive mind that's centrally controlled. You know, the brain is basically a computer. Consciousness doesn't come from the brain. It comes through the brain, and the brain interprets it and processes that information. Consciousness doesn't come from the brain. It comes through the brain. And just as the internet comes through the computer. And if you can imagine a situation where you've got vast, vast numbers of computers, but they're all subject to a central point dictating their reality, dictating what they do, that's basically what the end game is for humanity. A mass hive mind that's centrally controlled. And that hive mind, what we now call AI, will actually be this non-human force. It will have absorbed human consciousness into itself and centrally control and dictate it. Now, to do that, you've got to control the perception of the human mind. They want to do it by connecting to AI, as they say. But it's about creating layer after layer of technologically generated fake reality, like virtual reality, so that the mind becomes totally confused about what reality is. Let's just put it in these terms. Say that outside of human reality is what we'll call prime reality. That's the infinite, eternal world that people talk about. But what's happened in human society, I've been saying this since just after the turn of the millennium, is this non-human force, which is obsessed with technology, its control, its means of control is technology. I mean, I've written that in books for ages. It's created literally a version of the Matrix. I mean, think of the Matrix movies. And it's that's the first layer of perceptual control, the first level of perceptual deception. And the body, through the five senses, is directly interacting with this Matrix, which is what? It's not a construct. It's not a physical construct. It's a source of information. Now, if you go to the Matrix movies...
Hold on. Stay there, David. This is key. We're coming right back with David Icke, davidicke.com, on the secret of the Matrix, what they don't want you to know, and so much more. I'm Alex Jones. Historic broadcast today. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's do or die time. Submitting is death. Submitting will destroy our children's future. You have nothing to lose but to take action. People know that now. David Icke's our guest. Really appreciate his time today. With all the push into the metaverse, the attempts to lock us out at home, make us be on Zoom, you can be surveilled when you live in the virtual reality. You can be controlled. You can be monitored. Stimulus can be added to then gauge if you're under their control. And they want to immerse children in this fantasy world to basically create artificial psychosis. And that's what David Icke was getting into. So we're talking about the agenda of the metaverse. He was explaining that it's outside programming to totally confuse the brain. Please continue, David.
Yeah, I was saying that. So if you look at the analogy in the Matrix movies of that crew being outside of the Matrix in their ship, and you take that outside of the Matrix to be prime reality beyond the human world. But then how did they enter the Matrix? They had the probe in the back of the neck, the reptilian part of the human brain, actually. And they were connected to a source of information. And that information was then decoded by the brain, which is computer-like. You give it information, it will process it, into this Matrix, which they then walk around. They don't walk around it. Their bodies are still sitting in the chair with the thing in the back of the neck. Their mind experiences the reality of the Matrix as if it's real, as if they're walking about. Now, I've just described the world we live in. This is a virtual reality. This is why, as people like Max Tegmark at the MIT pointed out, a physicist, that the physics of virtual reality games and the physics of our reality are the same. I said just after the turn of the millennium that we lived in a simulation akin to the Matrix, and that the outer walls of it were the speed of light. Speed of light's not the fastest speed possible. That's ludicrous. It's the outer limit, certainly in the world that we're aware of, that part of the simulation anyway, of it's the speed of light. It's the limit. And back in April of this year, 20-odd years later, along came Scientific American with an article saying we live in a simulation and the limits of it are the processor speed of it is the speed of light. More and more scientists, mainstream scientists, are now coming out and saying, well, actually, when you look at the physics and you look at the way it works, it does look like it's a simulation. It is. So your simulation is your first level of disconnecting people from prime reality. Now what they want to do, and the metaverse is part of this, is add more and more technological layers to, in effect, create a simulation within a simulation within a simulation. So in the end, the human mind is so far in its perceptual state from prime reality and understanding its true nature that it's completely mesmerized and controlled. So if you look again at what they call augmented reality and virtual reality, what's happening? Same principle. So you put on the headset for virtual reality, you put on the earphones, you put on the gloves that give you touch senses, and what's happening? The five senses are receiving information from the game, the eyes, the ears, the hands, etc. And what is it? It's just codes. It's information, just like those digital codes going down the computers in the Matrix. They were seeing the Matrix, the streets and the buildings, but actually what they were looking at was codes, because that's what it is. We live in a digital.
So it's dragging us further and further and further away from higher energy levels in a trap, and they're putting us in smaller and smaller confined cages. There are many declassified military documents about using non-lethal energy weapons to manipulate the human brain and people's emotions. How does the metaverse fit into the larger military experiments about controlling the human brain and consciousness with things like 5G and the rollout of that?
Well, if I just finish this one point about the headset and the hands and the gloves, what's happening is this information is being fed to the brain. Now, if you see someone, particularly in these sophisticated virtual reality games, they may be sitting in a room like this. But they're not reacting as if they're sitting in a room like this. They're reacting as if what's being fed to the brain, which it's decoding and processing, is real. Oh, my God, I'm going to fall off a cliff. Oh, my God, I'm falling out of an aircraft. Because the brain is a computer, and it will just process whatever information you give it. So what the metaverse, therefore, is another level of immersion of human perception into cyberspace. Like I said earlier, the body is a means to get to the mind. It's the mind they want, because everything comes from mind. Even the health of the body actually comes from mind.
And think about this. You can train people to be a killer. You can train people to be a prostitute. You can train people to jump out of an airplane in a simulation and not be afraid when the real things happen. And you condition people not to stand up in the third dimension against things that they should stand up. Just like all the violence on TV desensitizes us to violence, this is the next level of a giant brainwashing tool, just like the CIA would use with goggles and audio sensory systems in MK Ultra.
Yeah, but you think of this. You put on the headset and the earphones and the gloves and all these stuff in these sophisticated virtual reality games, okay? And they turned on and the brain starts processing that information. Okay, so where's the world that you were living in before gone, before you put the headset on? Where is it?
Can't see it, but it's still there.
It's completely lost to you. It's not in your reality anymore, because you're reacting to the information being fed to the brain by the game.
Now have you in a false reality, a false world. They've now won.
And that's exactly what the metaverse is. When they talk about avatars, this psychopath, Zuckerberg, little boy in short trousers, terrified of not doing what he's told. The idea he runs Facebook, I find hilarious. I mean, Dorsey runs Twitter. I mean, that's even more hilarious. But anyway, you are seeing him selling this idea of avatars where basically you have a digital self in cyberspace. So what they're doing is they're pulling perception, the point of perception, the point of sense of reality, further and further and further into the technologically generated world and out of the natural world beyond the simulation. And when I'm talking about the way that they're trying to disconnect five-sense awareness from expanded awareness, the five senses are directly interacting with the matrix. You can symbolize them as that probe in the back of the neck in the Matrix movies. They're processing the information, giving it to the brain, and the brain is then decoding and processing the
information. And David, right on the surface, it's the evil, corrupt big tech, big pharma pushing this on us. Just at an animal level, we should say no, knowing everything they give us is a Trojan horse nightmare. But then the documents come out of Facebook where they want to make you depressed. They want to make you alone. They want to isolate you. I mean, these people just want us dead.
Yeah, but, you know, what's more isolated than being in a virtual reality avatar that you start thinking is you? But the point being that they want to hold us in the five senses and only in the five senses, because that's the way we interact with the matrix. And so if you're only in the five senses, the matrix information source, which is actually waveform fields, is feeding you a reality that suits the cabal, that suits the non-human force behind this. But when you expand your awareness you're tapping into is way beyond the simulation. You're going out into prime reality when you expand your awareness.
And David, this goes to the rule of observation in quantum physics, that just being aware that there's something bigger then opens it up and you can see it, and now you've escaped them.
Yeah, but the reason that people can connect dots is because they are tapping into expanded levels of awareness outside of the simulation. The simulation is an interaction with the five senses. What do the five senses not do? They don't connect dots. They can only see a form with empty space in between. All they can see is everything apart from everything.
But it's the mind, the spirit, the connection to the infinite that's able to integrate everything in and then take it in as a totality.
Now, their worst nightmare, why they created the simulation in the first place, was to disconnect us, the awareness in the simulation, from the greater self. Because when we're in touch with the greater self, they can't manipulate us and they can't impose their will upon us and impose their perceptions on us. So what they've created is first this simulation.
David, I know you got to go, but do five more minutes to...
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We have